Hey everyone, I'm Susan Campbell and you're listening to Unfiltered, a podcast where my team of marketing professionals share their thoughts on all things branding. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and hopefully walk away with new info about how to market your business. Enjoy.
Hi. Hi. I'm sad that we're doing the last episode of this season.
Me too. I have new goals in life now because of this podcast. Do you want to know what they are?
Yes.
To make my voice sound as sultry as yours.
What about your laugh? I'm going to start laughing like that. What else?
I like getting paid to talk into a microphone to you.
Yes.
So as long as Susan doesn't catch on that she's really doing that, then my goal would be to keep this gig.
Keep it going. People, please tweet us that you're listening so we can keep our fun job.
So this is our wrap up for our season one podcast of Unfiltered Marketing, SJC Marketing's first ever podcast. And so we thought we could do a little walk down memory lane, give a shout out to all of our loyal listeners that have grown over the last almost 5 months, then give a little bit of a teaser as to what people can expect for our next season that will start in the fall.
So this is our first podcast from our new home.
Yeah.
We moved.
Yeah.
Quite quickly.
It was a bit of a whirlwind. No one was prepared or actually knew what was happening.
I went to a meeting and I left some stuff in our old office and I came back from said meeting and we were in our new office.
Yeah, we all painted over a couple days our new building, which was twice as much square footage as we had in our last office. Mm-hmm. So it was a team effort.
Yes, it's amazing though. It's gorgeous. Yeah. I love it. It's like open style,
yeah.
Really collaborative workspace that I'm excited about, but also nooks and crannies here and there where you can go off and work on your own. And
yeah,
I think it's going to be great for our culture.
If you are part of our newsletter, you will have already gotten our July newsletter that gave the story behind all of it. And there'll be a little picture of the outside, but we're still doing a lot of work on it. So more to come on that.
It's going
to
be exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do just like a little fun little recap about our podcast episodes. Okay. What was your favorite? Zach, what was your favorite? What do you think we should focus on next season? And I don't know, just tell me about what you think.
I think one of my favorite was just our very first one because I'm looking at the times of all of them and it was like 30 minutes long because we were just so excited. Like, oh my gosh, we have a microphone in front of the two Travis people in the office and they just let us loose, which was the best mistake ever.
I feel like this has been great because we get to talk about things and everybody listens and then it creates conversation.
I know.
And we've had everybody on and...
Well, not everyone.
Not everyone
but
yet, but
we've gotten a lot of our team members.
So the very first one was where we were just giddy and so excited to be doing this podcast because we really do believe podcasts are a great way to talk about what we do and give people an inside look and show off how much we know. I loved having Brian on.
Yeah.
That was super fun. He's so knowledgeable.
Yeah. I think the funniest to me were the two where Rachel McCoy joined us, our account manager.
Yeah.
To be inside her brain would be, I don't even know how
cats
to explain.
Cats and rainbows, like, and unicorns.
Like a pinball, like just bouncing off the, like one thing to the next. And so it's fun to just have a look into how her very creative brain like functions.
Yeah.
And to see how she gets inspired me to like think more outside the box than I do. Yeah. And
we had the Trinity together is really what it was.
The Trinity. Oh, not to be sacrilegious, but I just did the sign of the cross. I don't even think I did it right because I'm not Catholic.
I like the sound effects. Having Susan on was inspirational because I just sat here just staring at her because she was just dropping truth bombs left and right.
Yeah.
And
like, why are we hosting this podcast? Yeah. Again?
Why are we talking? But I would love to know how can we, like, pretend we are our own client? How can we find more things to talk about and how do we anticipate what listeners want to know? How are we going to do that?
I think part of it is that we can actually bring those people into the studio.
Ooh, I love that idea.
I just tried to make it sound official. We are sitting at a table in Susan's office.
We don't have a studio.
But bringing in guests from outside of SJC Marketing to talk about what's going on in their industry, using them as a little case study or a brainstorm session for them, whether current client, potential client, community partner.
Yeah, why don't we do an episode with another industry expert and then do, like, if you if you promise to come on and spend an afternoon with us or even an hour, we will do a brainstorm session. Mm-hmm. Like, come and tell us a problem that you're having in your industry, in your marketing plan, and we'll brainstorm ways to help you find solutions. Right. Maybe we can help you come up with a social campaign. Maybe we can help you come up with a new tagline. If you come and sit with us for a half an hour, maybe we can sit down with you and in the course of the podcast, come up with some really fun ideas.
Yeah.
So guests internally from our industry and guests who are starting a new cookie business and need some ideas. So I think that anything we can do to collaborate with people and but while also recording it and having a fun time is what I what I want to do.
I think one of the highest values for our team is team collaboration. So especially seeing when we have guest podcasts come in and our guest speakers come in, it's just really cool to see how everybody banters and how ideas are generated from it. And that's really our success as a team is from those banter sessions and from those brainstorming sessions. Mm-hmm. If we did like a Shark Tank approach.
That would be fun.
And being able to generate brainstorm ideas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there'd be a lot of value there.
Yeah. But, especially since I have a lot of money that I could invest personally into these companies. Yeah, I'm a total shark. I've got at least $6.
I have yet to see an actual idea that I myself would give money towards. I'm always just like,
someone else is doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway,
you know, my other favorite thing about this podcast,
looking into my eyes.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes.
The blooper reels that Zach sends us. We may just have to release some of those.
Some of them.
Maybe.
Some that are not safe for work, so.
I mean, you beeped it out.
Yeah. It's true.
Okay,
yeah.
So maybe we will do the unfiltered. Oh, I feel like Zach taking out every time we said or got confused and putting it into one.
Oh my gosh. And I'm pretty sure that was just from probably like one episode.
That was one episode.
Oh, no way. Yeah. That's terrible news.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, my word. That just put it into perspective that was one episode. It's a minute long of and you will listen to it and you'll laugh like
we
did.
Gosh. It's really funny. It's really the inner dialogue of what goes on in my head when I get confused in a meeting. I promise I have a really insightful thing going on right now.
What was I talking about? I say it way too often.
I do too.
Apparently
I do.
You do
when
say,
when I do public speaking, I am the worst at saying slur, you know, like there's the brain farts, the ums and the wills.
Let's just do a quick recap. We talked about small business websites. We talked about email marketing. We talked about all things Instagram. We talked about how you can get inspired when you're in a creative rut. We talked about where do you go from here when that creativity stalls out. We talked about content marketing. We talked about how to bounce back when you have negative press that's happened to you or things are happening on social media that are negative, how you combat all of that. So anyway, we'll be taking a little bit of a break this summer, and as we prep for season two, we're going to be reaching out to some people to see if they come on as a guest, and we're going to make it bigger and better, but we also need to improve it with your feedback, which we have not been getting, even though we tell you where you can talk to us.
Twitter.
So come on, peeps. Tweet us. Send us a Facebook message.
Instagram.
Send us an email. What do you want to hear about? What topics are important to you? Or else we're just going to keep talking about what we want to talk about.
Right. Beauty and the Beast. Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, I just love that movie.
I'd love to talk about buying my daughter a hamster for 15 minutes. Oh, that was an adventure.
Yeah. I like talking about our lives.
I do too.
A little human element.
Yeah. Because we're unfiltered.
We are unfiltered. Yeah.
Except for the times where we have to be filtered because we're still a professional company. And so we can't have Jen's curse words on here.
Swears.
They are not.
Swear words.
Swear words are not okay, but I feel like there are worse ones I could say.
Well, the best part was that the episode where most of them flew was with the preacher's wife.
Right.
And the worship leader.
And I got so flustered. I have no idea.
Pastor's kid.
Pastor's kid. So many God-fearing people, and I'm just here dropping F-bombs. And
I don't think you dropped an F-bomb.
Just S-bombs.
But GT, you did.
I did. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Mom. No, I feel like this is all her fault.
I was going to say, you keep apologizing to her, and then you can be like,
I don't blame anybody. That's just...
just life.
I have a colorful personality, and sometimes that comes out in curse words, and I can't help it.
It makes them seem less crazy if you say Kirthworth.
Kirthworth. They're not that hard.
So
can I just say one more thing?
Yeah.
If you're not following us on Instagram, that's where it's at, people. Yeah. We've got a lot of behind the scenes stuff. We've got some great highlights of our team members. So Marketing SJC is, mm-hmm. and we'll do some, we also do some teasers of what's coming up on the podcast every once in a while. Mm-hmm. So you need to follow us on Instagrams.
And now that we have a complete season of Unfiltered Marketing, mm-hmm. please rate our podcast.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
That's how this stuff goes viral on the podcasting world. So please give us five stars.
And review, if you leave a review, we will give some personal shout outs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For your companies on our social platforms.
Because we're not robots, we're human beings.
We are real humans and we want to hear from you. We want to know who's listening because that helps us.
Let's talk about really quick what we're going to be doing this summer. We are super busy. Oh. And I just feel like we need to, like, the reason we're taking a break, a couple of us are going up to Minnesota in a couple weeks to talk with a new client. We're doing a lot of video work. Mm-hmm. We've got some commercials going live for several companies. We've got so much graphic work going out.
Yeah, our poor graphic designer is like,
he's just
over.
Yeah, but it's just so busy and it feels so good to be constantly saying, hey, I need to meet with you on this. Hey, let's have a brainstorming session. Let's have a launch meeting. This is what dreams are made of when you're working for a marketing company, because we are so in that stage of collaboration and creativity. So that's what
we've
be doing.
A baby coming into the mix.
Yes.
Rachel's having her first.
Our little SJC baby. It's
SJC
so cute.
Baby.
We're probably going to have a baby shower.
We should make a onesie.
We should make an SJC onesie for sure.
Hashtag Team SJC.
What if his initials were JCS? JCS.
Oh, yeah.
Is that SJC?
Backwards,
John
baby.
John Carpenter Seelef.
It's a girl.
Excuse me.
Scratch that.
Jonah.
Joan.
Joan is still a boy name.
Hey, I like that for a girl name.
Joan.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Joan.
Gender equality world.
Yeah. Sorry,
I can't believe I just put someone's name into a gender box. Let's just wrap this up.
Okay.
Basically, what we want to say to all our listeners out there is share about us, write a review. Thank you for listening. And next season, we can't wait to come back with even more
unfiltered
marketing.
It's going to be different.
Yeah. If we have guests on that aren't from our team, we're going to make them answer, like, questions that are totally unfiltered.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get...
We're going to make them uncomfortable.
Put them through the ringer. Yeah.
Anyway.
So this season, this pilot season, was us just stretching our wings. We were seeing if there was an audience out there who wanted to learn more about what we think about marketing and in the business and the industry. It sounds like there is.
Mm-hmm.
They're not very talkative, but they're listening.
But they're listening.
So we're going to keep talking and we're going to keep being creative and do our thing. And hopefully there are more people who find an interest or value in this podcast. So keep listening. And I promise to never have a laughing attack on purpose.
Please don't promise that. Please promise that you will have a laughing attack.
I think I lost some oxygen back there. So anyway.
I also want to give a shout out to our producer, Zach Doyle.
Yes, Zach Doyle.
At Zachary the Bear. Because he's the best. He puts up with us, even though after our recording of our very first podcast, he told us that he really didn't think we were that funny.
Mm-mm.
I may be putting words in his mouth, but
I'm
that's pretty much what we
down.
Deduced from his response to us. This is what happened. Zach, did you think we were funny?
I
mean, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's like when I ask my husband, does this shirt look okay? And he thinks it's hideous, and he'll be like, oh, did you do something different with your hair? It's like trying to change the subject.
That's funny.
That's what Zach did to us. But he's
stuck
with us.
You have laughed so hard with us. And
he's put up with our weird sound noises that go straight into his ears.
So sorry for that.
I just love making podcasts. And you guys are great. So.
My gosh. This makes up for that first episode.
Oh my gosh. We've grown so close.
Oh my gosh.
6 months.
Yeah. So thank you, Zach, for all your hard work.
Yeah.
And all the editing that you have to do afterwards to take out all our ums.
Oh no, there's a creepy hand.
It's just in, we have a note.
Under the door because we didn't let anyone come into this office. What's it say?
It's for Rachel.
Hot take.
Zach, see you at 2 at Dan's office. Please bring the hashtags for podcasts. Thanks. So,
the
you
numbers,
better get going.
Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. Until we start season 2 in the fall, people, stay unfiltered.
Stay unfiltered. We'll see you on Instagram.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. A lot. Okay, hold on.